In this episode, we're going to be talking about exactly how long your podcast episode should be based on your ideal listener. So many people ask me, Courtney, how long should my episodes be? And my answer to them is always, it depends on your listener. And if you've been podcasting for a while, what you're going to learn inside this episode is going to help you identify exactly how long you need to make your episodes so that you can stop second-guessing your content and keep your audience listening till the end of every episode, which ultimately is going to help you increase your podcast conversions. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. If you've been podcasting for any length of time, then chances are you have wondered, how long should my podcast episodes be? There is a lot of information floating around on the internet and on YouTube and on Google about the ideal length for podcast episodes. If you type in a Google search, how long for podcast episodes, it's going to pull up five different answers. You can go down five different rabbit holes from five different experts with five different opinions on how long your podcast episodes should be. And the problem with this is that what most hosts tend to do when trying to figure out their ideal episode length is that they look to other podcasts to see how long other hosts are making their episodes. Maybe you are listening to my voice right now and you've looked at my episodes and you see that most of them clock in under 20 minutes. Whereas maybe you listen to another podcast like Andrew Huberman, who loves to drone on for 90 minutes at a time. Maybe as a listener, you like to listen to shows that go a little bit more in depth. After all, this is a long form content platform. But as a podcaster, there is no good resource out there for figuring out exactly how long your episodes should be for your ideal listener. So when people ask me this question, they usually don't like my initial answer because initially I'm like, look, it's going to depend on your listener. And they're like, okay. But how do I figure out how long my episode should be? And that's exactly what I'm going to walk you through how to do in this episode using your podcast data. And I'm going to show you the only thing that you need to do to determine the ideal length for your episodes. But make sure you hear me when I say this. It's going to be different for everyone. And this is why, as a podcast host, you need to learn how to look at what the data is telling you. Because what's true for my audience might be different for yours. And it's going to depend on who your listener is. It's going to depend on where they are in their state in life. And it's going to depend on where they are physically when they tune into your podcast. Because ultimately, you and I have different listeners. And if you haven't launched your podcast yet, the same is true for you. Your listeners are going to be different than my listeners. An audience of busy business owners or entrepreneurs is going to be very different from an audience of overwhelmed moms. They're going to have different listening thresholds. And those audiences are going to have different listening thresholds than an audience of Gen Zers or retirees. And I know this might sound obvious, but it is such a common mistake that so many hosts make, which is basing the length of their episodes off of their own personal preference or off of a competitor's podcast, or basing it off of the length of the episodes of hosts that you admire and love to listen to. So if you scroll back in my episode feed, you're going to notice that around episode 200, we began to reduce our episode length. And if you were to run the numbers, you would notice we reduced it by about 30%. And there was a reason for that. And in a moment, I'm going to explain exactly why. But this doesn't mean that you should run out and reduce your episode length by 30%. What it does mean is that you should pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you and to take notes and to come back to this episode and listen again and again and repeat this process every 6 months for your podcast so that you can learn how to run these metrics for your own show. But before we get into that, let's say that you're listening right now because you want to start a podcast and you haven't pulled the trigger yet, and you are looking to learn as much as you can before you start your show. Not only so that you can shortcut the learning curve and do what you need to do to grow and use your time effectively and not waste time on the trial and error, but because you want to make sure that when you start your podcast, it's successful from the start. And I don't blame you. I wish a podcast like mine had existed back when I started. But instead, I wound up making the same mistakes that most hosts make by looking to other podcast hosts that I was listening to at the time to see what they were doing and imitating them, Because in my mind, as a brand new baby podcaster, I thought, well, if that's working for them and they're doing this successfully, then surely imitating them will work for me and I will be successful. It turns out that's not always the case. And in many cases, for my own podcast, imitating these other hosts was the opposite of what I needed to be doing for my own show. So I'm about to walk you through the data. But I'll say this, because if you're just starting out, you're going to have zero data. You're not going to have any analytics to shoot for. So what I'm going to do is I will give you a target length to shoot for as an initial baseline, a starting baseline. And then once you get that data specific to your listener, you can come back to this episode and you can run the process that I'm about to walk you through to dial in your ideal length, because you are going to need some listener data to do this. So on the one hand, if you're just starting out, you've never published a single episode, or let's say you just started and you've published about 5 episodes or less, and you're wondering how long your episodes should be, the first thing you want to consider is, when is my listener most likely to listen? Are they a busy corporate professional who's listening on their lunch break, or when they hit the gym, or during their morning commute? Or are they a stay-at-home mom and they're listening in between carting the kids to soccer practice and carpool, or when the kids are taking a nap? Or are they someone who works from home, who is listening when they take the dogs out midday for a walk around the block? So you want to think about who your listener is, what state of life your listener is in, the time available your listener is most likely to have to listen to podcasts, and then where they are going to be physically when they are most likely to listen. And then gear your initial episode length toward that. Now, a lot of people will get frustrated when I give information like this because they'll say, well, that's not valuable. You're not telling me exactly what I need to do. And the reality is, if I were to say, go out there and do 20 minutes, or go out there and do 18 minutes, or go out there and do 32 minutes, it might not necessarily be right for your listener. So this is a good rule of thumb to follow, is who's your listener and where are they listening? Because your audience might not be most audiences. So if you want to dial this in from the jump, you're going to need to consider when your listener is likely to listen and gear your episode length toward that. Now that said, you're going to want to still listen to the end of this episode, because what I'm going to do next is that once you have gathered some listener data, you're going to walk through this process that I'm about to take you through to figure out more exactly how long your episode should be. So if you have an existing podcast, I also want you to consider your existing audience, because maybe you have never given that any thought. Who is my listener? What state of life are they in? How much time are they going to have to listen? And where are they going to be when they're listening to my show? However, you also have been podcasting for a while. If you've got 5 episodes or more, then you've got some data that we can look at that's going to tell you exactly how long your episode should be. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to log into your Apple Podcasts Connect account. Apple Podcasts Connect. You're going to click Analytics. Then you're going to go to your episodes. And there's only 2 numbers in there that you need to pay attention to. The first is duration. And the second is average consumption. Don't worry about listeners engaged and listener plays. We don't need those numbers to run this calculation. Keep this in mind, though. Apple is only going to show you a fraction of the total audience habits, because chances are you've got people listening on all different kinds of podcast platforms. They're listening on Spotify. They're listening on YouTube. They're listening on Google. They're listening on Deezer. They're listening all over the place. But for the vast majority of us hosts, Apple is the Mac daddy, no pun intended, when it comes to podcasts. They are the top. It's kind of like Google for search engines. Yeah, Firefox exists, but who really uses it? If you're a Firefox user, you can push back on me, right? But most of us go to Google, and Apple is the same when it comes to podcasting. So this is likely where 70% or more of your audience is listening. When I log into the back end of our podcast, it's actually 75% of our listeners listen on Apple. So if you want to geek out on stats, you can find out this exact percentage of how much of your audience is listening inside of Apple versus other players. For us, we use Buzzsprout as our podcast host. And when you log in, you just click stats, apps, and devices, and it will tell you right there how many listeners are listening on Apple versus Google or wherever else. So by looking at the Apple data, you're going to get a pretty darn good idea of the majority of your listener habits. Since in most cases, Apple data is going to make up the majority of your listeners. And then from there, we can make some logical deductions. So duration and average consumption. And the reason that these can be helpful are twofold. Number one, to figure out which topics are most popular with your listeners based on how long they're listening to your episodes. And then number two, to figure out how long your listeners on average tend to listen to your episodes. Because then we can use this data to figure out how long your episodes should be. So what you're going to do is you're going to take the last 10 episodes, add up the total length of those episodes, and then average it out. So whatever the length is, whether it's like 24 minutes, 22 minutes, 48 minutes, 34 minutes, add up all 10 of those most recent episodes, and then divide it by 10 to get the average length of your episodes. Now, at the time that I did this prior to episode 200, the average length of our episode was right on the dot at 30 minutes. But then the second step of this surprised me, and it might surprise you too. So what you're going to do next is you're going to look at the average consumption column, and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to add up the average consumption for the last 10 episodes and then divide it by 10. Get the average amount of time that someone is listening to that episode. That's the number we want. And what we're looking for here is, when did they drop off? When did they stop listening? And in our case, when we did the math, our audience was only listening to 61% of our episodes. So out of a 30-minute episode, that's about 18 minutes. So guess what else this means? If your calls to action are at the end of your episodes, and your listeners are not getting through the whole episode, how is that affecting your listener conversions? And maybe you haven't been converting leads from your podcast and you've been wondering, okay, well, what other topics can I explore? What other content does my audience want to see? What else can I do to tweak the content within my episodes? And maybe it's not about the content at all. Maybe it just has to do with the actual length of your episode, which is something that's super easy to fix. So before you run out and start changing up all kinds of things like new topics and new calls to actions and new dynamic content and trying to increase conversions, let's just start with episode length. Because once you reach a certain point in your podcasting game, it's not always about these big, huge changes, but these little bitty fine-tunements and adjustments along the way. You don't have to build the car anymore. We might just have to change the oil from time to time to keep it going. So now, in theory, I know that for my audience, you listening to my voice right now, if I can keep my episodes under 20 minutes, my average consumption rate, as well as my listener conversions, has the potential to go up because you are going to be more likely to listen to the whole thing. And so you'll notice that since doing this research, we have adjusted our episode length. And we just ran this calculation again recently, and our consumption is up across the board to an average of 77% on up, sometimes as high as 85% or more. So this is good because this allows us to fine-tune our show. We can use the data. We can use what our listeners are telling us, even though they're not sitting there verbally communicating to you, hey, you know, your episodes are a little long. I wish I could listen to the whole thing, but usually I have to stop and come back. Well, now if we can get our episodes a little shorter, if that's what your data is telling you, of course, then you could say, well, now let me experiment with 10-minute episodes or 12-minute episodes. If my average listening time, and using my example, is about 18 to 20 minutes max, then how can I make my episodes even shorter so that they don't just get through one, but maybe now they get through two? That's also going to help increase your listens, which is going to help increase your downloads and your plays over time. The other thing that you can look at here is that by looking at the average consumption rate, you can begin to see which episode topics are more popular among your audience because they will listen through longer. And this can help to inform your content strategy because lower consumption rates, that might indicate, well, the topic just wasn't as popular. It doesn't mean it was a bad topic. It doesn't mean you did a bad job delivering that. It doesn't mean your audience isn't interested. It just means maybe there are other things that are more interesting. It doesn't mean that it was bad. And it doesn't mean that you can't talk about it again, but maybe it just needs a different title or a more compelling hook Or maybe there was another topic that your listeners gravitated more towards, and that's what we want to pay attention to. And we can find that out by looking at which episodes had higher consumption rates. And we can assume that those were more popular. And maybe those are the topics that you want to start revisiting more frequently, or to explore different angles of, or invite a guest on and talk about. So again, this is just one of dozens of ways that we teach our students to read their podcast data and to increase overall engagement and conversions, because like they always say, the numbers don't lie. So hopefully this is something that you go out and you take action on right away, because it's going to help you increase not just your average consumption rates, but it's also going to help increase your conversions, because you'll be able to fine tune and optimize your show specific to your listener. And ultimately, that's what we want to do and need to be doing as podcast hosts. So if this was valuable for you, then I would love it if you would let me know by leaving a review. And in the next episode, I'm going to walk you through a self-audit that you can do on your podcast or podcast to be to determine if your show's in the right category or which category you need to position yourself in if you're launching for the first time. I've got all that for you and more in the next episode. So head on over there with me and let's make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop, where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.